This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Federal Reserve signaled Wednesday that it needs to see further improvement in the job market and higher inflation before it raises interest rates from record lows. At the same time, the Fed at least opened the door to an interest rate increase later this year, while also indicating it will go slow once it gets started. A proposal to raise Illinois' minimum wage will move to the House after receiving committee approval Wednesday. Representative Arthur Turner's bill to raise the wage to $10 by 2016 passed along party lines. Kraft Foods will recall about 252,000 cases of its macaroni and cheese after 8 consumers complained about possible pieces of metal in the boxes. It is possible some boxes may contain small pieces of metal, according to Kraft. The company recalled 7.25-ounce size boxes of Kraft Original Flavor macaroni and cheese with best when used by dates of September 18, 2015 through October 11, 2015, with C2 directly below the date. More people continue to collect paychecks in McLean County and throughout the state. McLean County's jobless rate was 5.4% in January, down from 6.5% in January 2014. Area's jobless rates in percentages include Champaign at 5.8%, Decatur at 8%, Peoria at 7.3%, Rockford at 7.8%, and Springfield at 6%. Monsanto said it will pay about $350,000 to settle class action lawsuits brought by farmers in 7 states over genetically modified wheat. The St. Louis company said it will make donations of $50,000 to agricultural schools at land-grant colleges in Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. A widely used insecticide developed by Bayer Ag and tied to deaths of honeybees isn't the main cause of the fatalities. The University of Maryland researchers said in a study that may weaken arguments used by environmentalists seeking to ban the chemical. Egg-laying hens raised cage-free exhibit a wider range of natural behaviors than more confined birds, but cage-free facilities have higher hen mortality rates and lower air quality, according to industry-backed research published on Wednesday. The study also found no quality differences between cage-free and conventional eggs. The annual ISPFMRA survey indicates a 1-3% drop in Illinois farmland prices at the end of 2014. Excellent quality farmland held its value better than lower quality parcels. For more information, check out farmweeknow.com. The proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, unless dramatically altered, will result in potential clean water liability and federal permit requirements for a tremendous number of commonplace and essential farming, ranching, and forestry practices nationwide, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. In testimony presented Tuesday, AFBF General Counsel Ellen Steen told a House Agriculture Subcommittee that the WOTUS rule will create enormous uncertainty and vulnerability for farmers and ranchers nationwide. Agriculture, It's Where Your Food Comes From, is the latest post by Val Wagner on Huffington Post. Wagner, a Farm Bureau member in North Dakota and vice chair of AFBF's Promotion and Education Committee, encourages consumers to make the farm-to-plate connection on National Agriculture Day, which was March 18th. Do you have questions about where your food comes from, Wagner wrote? Take this opportunity to reach out to ask these questions. Engage with those that raise your food, that grow your produce, that provide the materials that make the food, fiber, and fuel that are the lifeblood of our society. This week is a critical time to share Farm Bureau priorities with House members, as they have until March 23rd to submit requests to the Appropriations Committee's database. Farm Bureau supports funding for programs that promote biotechnology and animal health, expand international markets and safeguard U.S. agriculture, enhance and improve food safety and protection, ensure access to crop protection tools, strengthen rural communities, support wildlife services, and encourage renewable energy in addition to ag-related research priorities. Farm Bureau member Brandon Witt on Wednesday urged Congress to repeal the estate tax to free up farmers and ranchers to build stronger businesses and benefit their local communities. Witt, who farms in Tennessee, testified before the House Ways and Means Committee, where he outlined the harmful impact the estate tax has on family-owned businesses. AFBF President Bob Stallman on Wednesday urged Congress to pass Trade Promotion Authority to give U.S. negotiators the leverage they need to keep America competitive in the international marketplace. TPA lets Congress consult on trade agreements, but also requires up or down votes without amendments that could jeopardize years of negotiations with foreign governments. AFBF's Twitter presence continues to grow, recently garnering a year-over-year doubling in engagement among followers for special events such as annual convention. AFBF has the most Twitter followers of any ag group. Outside of agriculture, the National Restaurant Association has 28,100 followers, 11,000 fewer than AFBF. Do you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure? Have members of your family suffered from these ailments? Do you have a poor diet? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you may want to consider being screened for your risk of stroke through the services of Lifeline Screening. Lifeline Screening uses ultrasound technology to view the plaque buildup in your carotid arteries, the main arteries that carry blood to the brain. Blockages in these arteries are a leading cause of stroke. We are pleased to host this Lifeline Screening event on April 10th at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Register for a wellness package, which includes four vascular tests and osteoporosis screenings, from $149. All five screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. Applications are now available for nurse practitioner scholarships through the Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program. There will be five scholarships worth $4,000 each granted this year. The scholarship program, now in its 23rd year, helps encourage and develop the pool of rural health practitioners to help meet primary health care needs in rural Illinois. Students who receive scholarships agree to practice for 2 years in an approved rural area in Illinois. To be eligible for the scholarship, students must be Illinois residents and be a registered nurse, accepted or enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program. Funding is provided by the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program. Applications are available at your county farm bureaus throughout the state on the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website at remsap.com or by contacting the Illinois Farm Bureau at P.O. Box 2901, Bloomington, Illinois, 61702. Applications are due by May 1st. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.